Welcome to
You've Not Been Successful
with JD and Rachel. This week's episode is called
The Roaring Twenties.
Woo!
Woo!
We woo so much on this podcast.
Anyway, so today's episode is all about things that we're trying to achieve this year.
Now that we have entered 2020, a new decade, actually there's a lot of pressure I feel. I felt it before we actually reached New Year's that this had to be my year.
Oh, I completely agree. I feel like I've struggled on zero money with very few acting jobs for long enough. This has to be the year, surely.
We'll let you know what happens when we do 2021.
Yes.
We'll have a review.
We're not hoping for it to fall into our laps. We've decided we're going to work very, very hard this year. So we've written ourselves some things that we want to do and want to achieve and want to try and be better at and work harder at this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I always try to find as well with New Year's resolutions, it's not necessarily always giving stuff up, it's picking stuff up.
I picked up a pen today.
Say I picked up a pen. Well, great New Year's resolution that was. But no, because I think that takes less pressure. Because, like, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to stop smoking, I'm going to stop drinking as much, or give up, like, chocolate and stuff like that. I'm like, no, I really like chocolate. Let's be more positive. Let's go into 2020, I think, and, like, find new good things to do. So my New Year's resolution, firstly, was actually to start reading more books.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to start reading more books. I've been reading This Is Going to Hurt by Adam Kay, and then I got his Christmas prequel one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or sequel or prequel. It's kind of around the same time, so I'm not really sure which kind of one it is. Which was fantastic. Definitely read it if you love a bit of gore, and it was all very Christmas related as well, which was great. So that was one, so I'm going to keep doing that for the rest of the year. I also decided that I was going to get myself a new showreel, which I've already booked.
Oh,
I have a date for it. Yes.
Nice one.
Yep. So I can really tick that off, so I'm feeling great about that one already. What about you, Jodie? What's been on your list?
Oh, gosh. I am actually trying to read more as well. Over Christmas, I was reading The Tattooist of Auschwitz.
Ooh.
Very nice Christmas reading.
Very Christmassy.
I've now just started My Sister's a Serial Killer.
Yeah.
but I also want to try and read more plays because I want to try and see as much theatre as I can, but sometimes it's quite expensive. So one of my things is to try and read more plays and try and find monologues or scenes from those plays that I could use in auditions and trying actually to make note of those, because quite often you get that thing where someone offers you an audition for the next day and they want you to have two monologues prepared and you're like, well, fuck.
That's exactly how you respond.
So this year I'm going to try and have some monologues ready in my pocket,
ready to go.
Yeah, because quite often, you know, I have a contemporary and a Shakespeare, and then someone asks for like two contemporaries and you're like, oh, piss it, what do I do with my other one? So I'm going to try and get kind of a few monologues from different time eras in different genres.
Right.
So next time someone says, please can you whack out three contemporary monologues, I'll be like, why, yes, Mr. Casting Director or Mrs. Casting Director, I can.
There we go. That's a great one. Any other ones, Jodie?
I'm going to try and be more proactive on when I go to castings, actually making notes of who the casting director was, who I've met, who they work for, things like that, trying to remember people I've auditioned for. Because agents are always like, who have you auditioned for? And I'm like, Barry?
Barry from Barry Pictures. Do you know, I also, what I do, which might be useful for that, is whenever I go and see a play, I've got like a little notebook and I put like the date of when I've seen it, who was in it, casting director, director, production stuff as well, because that's equally important. One, then what I thought about the play. And I also put the synopsis down so that I remember what the play was also about. And I find that useful, because whenever I go into auditions, I feel like there's always that question of like, oh, have you seen anything recently that you've enjoyed? Like any particular like writers or directors and all of that. And as soon as someone says that to me, my mind goes blank.
Yeah, that's absolutely so good as well. If you go and audition for something that that person's directing, exactly, you can go, I saw your last play at so-and-so theatre and I really enjoyed these plot points.
Yes, yes. But I literally take this notebook with me to auditions and I just look over it, like kind of before I go in as well, just in case they ask me this question.
That's amazing, girl.
I try, hun.
Good, good. Organisation.
I try. I've not been as good on it yet. I mean, it's only January, so it's fine. But I have seen two plays and they're not in the notebook yet. But that's fine. I'll put them in later.
They'll make their way in. Actually, as far as organisation goes, this is kind of outside the realms of acting, but actor-ish. I am going to try and be better at keeping my receipts and making notes of things that I buy that I need to submit into my tax returns. Because every year... I just wade through piles of receipts and train tickets and I haven't made notes of them. And I always say I'm going to make proper spreadsheets as I go of my expenses for my tax returns. And I'm really, really bad at it. This year, I will make a proper spreadsheet.
Woo! Spreadsheets! So I've got this app that I use when it comes to my taxes. It's called OneTap. And basically, you take a picture of your receipt on your phone, upload it onto this, and then you put like the amount in, where it was, and like what it's associated with, whether it's like cost of goods, like travel expenses, food, and then it puts it in those compartments. I'm going to show this to you once.
Oh my god, I'm going to write this podcast down. What was it called?
It's called OneTap.
OneTap. OneTap.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Oh, it's the number one. It is the number one. Okay. Rather than the written word number one. Okay. Yeah, the number one tap. And they also no problem. And then they've also got like one that is linked to it, which you can also put any like income on that you do for acting work. And then on that one, you can see the difference between what you have earned and your expenses. And you can see like if they're balancing out and all of that stuff before you even get to your...
That is incredible.
It is so useful. It speeds up my, like every year then when I go and do my taxes, it speeds everything up because it's already been calculated and I've already then got photo evidence of the stuff as well. I don't have to like find it either. I can just be like, here's my thing. If you want to come query how much money I'm spending, here you go.
I have a folder full of pieces of paper that are receipts and train tickets and things. And the only organisation I've got is by month. So there's just a load of pieces of paper for January, a load of pieces of paper for February. Yeah, I'm going to switch to your method. Thank you for that.
No problem, no problem. I'm awful at keeping receipts because I'll put them in my coat pocket and then a week later I'll be like, what's this receipt in my coat pocket? And then throw it in the bin.
Mm-hmm.
When really I should be putting that towards my... Have you done your taxes this year?
I was really, really good. I did them in November.
Well done. Yeah. Proud.
So claps as in like Jodie. The one that ran out that you had to do by the end of January.
Yes. Yeah.
I wasn't, panicking the whole of January to do it.
Great. I mean, I think even that is a New Year's resolution for a lot of people as well, is like get taxes done earlier this year rather than leaving it to the next January. Yeah,
my friend always does them as soon as the tax year ends and I applaud her because I'm too lazy.
To be fair, I did mine last April. I just didn't like fully submit it until like now around this time. Yeah.
I submitted mine in November because I knew I was doing a show in December and then I was going on holiday in January. And I got a tax rebate.
Yes.
Just before I went on holiday and just before I did my Christmas shopping. And it was dreamy.
I love that. I had to pay.
Oh.
I owed them money.
I'll probably have to pay next year. It's because I was on the wrong tax bracket, which has now been fixed. Next resolution?
One of my next resolutions is also, it's not really to do with acting at all, but it's to watch more documentaries on serial killers.
That's all I do with my spare time.
I have this weird obsession that I don't think is even weird because the amount of people that I talk to that also just watch loads of documentaries on serial killers makes me feel like it's really normal.
I really like serial killer documentaries, also TV series, also serial killer podcasts, serial killer books, fiction and non-fiction. I said this to someone once and they never spoke to me again.
That's probably because they were a serial killer and they were worried you're going to catch them. Dun, dun, dun!
Bet they were.
Yeah, because otherwise you're like the rest of us, like me, that would be like, yes, yes, Jodie, let's see if we listen to the same stuff and watch the same stuff because I'm also all about that life.
I always think if I wasn't an actor, I would have to be
a serial killer?
No, detective!
Oh.
Why, are you a serial killer?
No!
so So instead, I think I'm just going to have to be in some sort of serial killer mm-hmm, show.
Mm-hmm. I think mine comes from when I was younger, whenever I used to stay around my nans. We used to watch all of the Midsummer Murders, all of the Poirot.
I love Midsummer Murders!
It is so underratedly good.
Oh, it's so, like, bad, it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Also, I come from a really quiet, tiny town in the countryside, which reminds me so much of Midsummer Murders, and I just think this could definitely happen in my hometown.
Yeah. I just remember, I'd say this, I love Midsummer Murders. I have not watched, like, any of the more recent ones.
Oh, no, classic Midsummer Murders all the way.
Classic, the olden days, that's what I'm all about. And I remember thinking as I was growing up, like, why has no one moved out of this, like, town, like, where everyone's just dying? And then I remember they released, like, some map of, like, how big Midsummer actually
was.
It's
like a county, isn't it?
It's a county, yeah. Mm. I was like, oh, that makes more sense. I thought this was just, like, the same tiny village. And I was like, well, it can't be, because all the pubs keep getting different names.
Yeah, I always think as well that Miss Marple must be a serial killer because all her friends die.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%. Also, I just love that she's really nosy. I'm like, you're so nosy, it's great.
That would be me as an old woman.
Yeah.
I'm very bored and I'm going to put my nose into other people's business.
And solve crimes that the police cannot. And what's the other one I used to watch? Columbo.
Oh, I never watched that.
I loved Columbo because the way that Columbo worked was that you knew who the murderer was.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And you didn't know, like, straight away, but you, like, kind of, oh no, is that, am I making that up? I feel like that's it, and you just, like, kind of see him, like, slowly figuring out that it was them, and just watching how his brain worked and how he figured it out, which I found really interesting. And it's, like, just the whole how he connected the dots. Which, and if I remember that correctly, I'm pretty sure that's how it was. Or at least there was definitely a bit, as in most murder shows, where they're like, this is how I figured it out.
I watched Witness for the Prosecution, I think it's called, the play in London. I took my parents to see it for Christmas.
Ooh.
It's set in, like, an old courthouse, is where you go watch the play.
Oh, nice.
That's fun.
I love that.
A bit of crime drama.
A little bit of crime.
Bit of Agatha Christie in the theatre.
Oh, I love that. I've never seen Mousetrap.
Oh, I have.
You can't tell the secret, though.
No, I can't tell.
I'm pretty sure everyone knows it, but...
Except for you.
Except for me. I've no idea. I had a friend that was in it and then still never saw it.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're a terrible friend.
Yeah.
Cool. Have you seen a documentary called Mummy, Dead and Dearest?
I have not.
Well, you have to, as does the rest of the world. And when any of the listeners finish watching it, please message me and then we can discuss.
Can I message you too?
Yeah, obviously. Yes. Watch it as soon as I leave.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do for the rest of my day today. I was watching Don't Fuck With Cats, which I'm not sure if I should be telling people to watch because it was a little bit horrifying to begin with.
Can I ask if the title describes what's going on?
Not in the physical sense,
okay.
No. If that's what we were worried about.
I was a bit worried.
It was more, it's more in the sense of, like, you know, it's like, oh, don't fuck with that woman that lives over the street.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Don't mess with her. It's more like that kind of thing.
That kind of fucking.
That kind of, yeah. Yeah. That kind of fucking. No, it's really good. The way that it's made as a documentary, I'm not too sure if I like it. I don't think it's very well done. But the topic, you just can't stop watching.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll have to give that a watch. That will move to the top of my New Year's resolution list.
Whoop! Number one.
Excellent. Anyway, after that serial killer interlude, what else are we going to do towards our acting other than watch TV?
I think that's a fantastic thing.
Do you know, actually, one of my New Year's resolutions is I tend to work very long hours in my muggle job.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my New Year's resolutions is to A, set time aside to do acting related things. So do some writing or email casting directors,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And B, set aside time for just me, where
yes.
I not feel guilty about not doing acting work.
Yes, yes. Give yourself that day off.
And that day will be spent watching serial killer documentaries.
A perfect day. A perfect day. I think also, it's that stuff of being like, do you know what? This evening, rather than furiously working or researching on my day off, I'm going to have like a bath or like a face mask.
Candles.
And candles and music and most likely wine.
And a serial killer documentary.
And a serial killer documentary. You can watch that in the bath.
Yeah, my bath kind of faces the toilet, so I put my laptop on the toilet and I lie in the bath with a glass of wine and some candles.
Ah. Oh.
When it's been a long, hard day.
Long, hard day serving the rest of the world in customer service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my New Year's resolution is going to be have a day off from work.
Mm-hmm. I know what one of my New Year's resolutions is.
Yeah.
Which technically happened before the New Year. Mm-hmm. It was to quit the one job I was at and now work in the new job where I'm not serving people ketchup and mayonnaise anymore.
Woo!
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Now I just serve in pints. It's fine. It's fine.
I would love, this isn't a resolution, but I would love by the end of 2020 to be able to sustain myself doing just acting work and not have to do all of my muggle jobs. Mm-hmm. One of them I quite like. I don't mind doing a bit of that on the side, but one of them I do quite a lot. Very long hours, customer service, very rude people, minimum wage. You all know the drill. Mm-hmm. I would love by the end of 2020 to not have to do that anymore to pay my rent. I would just love to sustain myself a little bit more on the old actoring.
We're not asking for much here, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Everyone listening to us.
We're just asking to make a living doing what we are trained to do.
Yeah. But it's one of those as well, if I had enough acting work, but it was maybe like you did like a month here, 3 months off, then another month work, I think I would still do like some kind of job in that 3 months.
Oh yeah, you can't sit at home for 3 months. There's not enough serial killer documentaries in the world.
No, without them being like, okay, we need you to make more. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's morally very incorrect.
I mean, if you had the money from the acting, it'd be great if you had time off to like do your own work.
Yeah, like your own writing, stuff, put your own exactly, on. Exactly. But at least, you know, something that at least keeps your mind ticking.
Yeah. That's me and Rachel are also going to try and write some more things together.
We are. That's a little New Year's resolution for sure.
Yeah. I'm sure you all enjoyed our amazing sketch from our last episode where our accents were...
on point.
We hadn't actually agreed on any accents, so we just kind of did a few different ones as we went along.
We just saw what came out of our mouths, which wasn't always necessarily the same thing.
No.
And yet, I think it worked.
Yeah, it was intentional.
It was completely intentional. I mean, I thought it sounded great.
Yeah.
It made me laugh.
Me and Rachel wanted to write more sketches.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, not for the podcast. I mean, for stuff outside of the podcast.
Absolutely.
And we were trying to come up with names for our sketch show. Now, I came up with, they say blondes have more pun, to which Rachel replied,
no.
So we've instead gone for Bennett and Grubb.
It's professional. It's professional, isn't it? Like Ant and Tech. And other ones. The two Ronnies.
Yes.
Miller and Salmon.
I mean, I was going to say, a lot of like sketch people do have both their surnames, and you went for Ant and Tech.
Yeah, no,
and
I
the
know.
Two Ronnies.
And the two Ronnies. What can I say? I have a very specific attention span that just goes all the way back to my childhood when I used to pay attention. I mean, two Ronnies were great.
I loved the two Ronnies.
Yeah.
Ronnie Barker cute. Looked like my granddad.
Was he your granddad?
I mean, I don't think so, sad. Who knows? Maybe my granddad did have a secret performing life that I never knew about. I thought none of my family were performers, but...
Secretly,
he was a member of the two Ronnies.
Which, you know, is a very, very difficult thing to keep a secret. But hey, I've done very well.
Yeah.
My granddad told me that he was Scottish before he passed away. And I asked my mum this, and she was like, he's never mentioned that to me before in his life, so he may have been lying.
Does he sound Scottish?
No. But apparently his name is very Scottish.
Maybe that's what he meant. His name's from Scotland, but he's not.
Maybe. I don't know. It came because my other nan said she was Welsh, and I think he got a bit jealous. And I was like, well, you're Scottish too. I was like, okay. Thanks. All right, granddad. My last resolution for this year is that I'm actually going to spend a lot more time outside and in the fresh air, because I did not do enough of that last year. I did at the beginning, because this was actually also my resolution last year. I kept to it for about 3 months and then it got sunny, so I probably did go outside more. But I really like going to like the forest and like to lakes and beaches and things like that. And it not necessarily be like with anyone, it's just me getting like some time to myself and just turning the old brain off from all the acting stuff and being present. So yeah, being present, that's my resolution, is to put myself in more spaces that make me feel present, be in the moment. I want to do more of that.
That's so good. I think I need to be less obsessive when like when I've been to an audition, I need to not think about it afterwards. When I've applied for a job, I not need to like not check to see if they've viewed my application. That's a good one.
I think that's awful sometimes, being able to check it.
Yeah, I need to just be like, that's done, don't think about it
yeah
again.
Yeah, pull it down. That was the job for the day. It's mm-hmm. not my job to keep an eye on whether they're looking yeah. at my videos.
Yeah, you know, if you have an office job, you have like allotted time a day. You go into the office and when you leave, you're not at work anymore. We need to be like, auditions or whatever it is, mm-hmm. is our work time. Outside of it is our personal time. We don't need to worry about our work.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside of work.
Create our own clocking in and clocking out scenario.
Ooh. That was my clocking in.
sounded, I loved it!
Sounded like I was flirting with you, sorry.
You're always flirting with me, it's fine.
My last resolution isn't really a resolution, but I've started the Second for a Day app, where you take 1 second of video every day. I've been very good thus far, and I have taken a second every day. But since I have a feeling, hopefully this is going to be a good year, hopefully for acting and other things as well, I just want to kind of document my year a little bit, so I'm going to try and make sure that I do my second for a day app for a whole year.
Oh, that's lovely. I might do that next year. I love those. I love watching other people's back. It's like, I know that I'm not necessarily in it, but I'm like, oh, let's see what they've been up to this year. This looks fun. Oh.
I actually took a video of you recording this podcast, Rachel, so you're my second for the day.
Yay! And I hope to be many more.
Yes. So that's it for our resolutions. Yay. Hopefully you've got some as well. If you don't keep some of them up, it's probably because you just simply couldn't, so don't kick yourself in the arse for it.
No, absolutely not. It's a difficult thing. Like, I think we had just said about 5 or 6 different ones. If I keep to one of them, I'll be happy. If I keep to none of them, well, then I'll try again next year, because there will be a next year.
The thought was there.
Exactly. We tried. Right. Thank you, everyone. And remember, you have been successful.